fact that the Mashgiach is not here this week, I'll be speaking both today and on Wednesday. But since we're approaching Purim and Pesach, I figured I'd use the opportunity to speak about certain inyanim of Pesach and Purim. The Gemara says that there's a connection. And we'll see there's a very deep connection. Megillah often says that Chodesh Ne'emasor hu Chodesh Adar. And that's very strange. We know Chodesh Ne'emasor hu Chodesh Adar. It's continually in the Megillah, Chodesh Ne'emasor hu Chodesh Adar. Why? The answer is, Haman was Hipil Pur. Did he know Nisan? He didn't know all that. He knows the first month, the second month, the 12 months. His Pur was for the 12th month. Now, when is Purim? Is Purim in the 12th month? No. This year it's in the 13th month. Why? Because the halach is, even though he decided the 12th month, but halach is Adar. And there are two others. Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So the Gemara had a shaila. If there are two others, Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, in which order do you put Purim? Because the halacha is in Chodesh Ne'emasor. Halacha is Chodesh Adar. That's why we repeat Chodesh Ne'emasor. But that's not what the halacha is. The halacha is Chodesh Adar. The mercy can take this more Geula Legula. Because one Geula leads into the second Geula. What's the Kesha? In fact, the Gemara says there's more of a reason to celebrate Purim than it is Pesach. Why? How do we know? The Gemara says we should say Hallel on Purim. Why? May Abdus Lecheiris. Just close the door. Close the door. Close the door. Just shut it off. Just shut it off. Okay. May Abdus Lecheiris. You say Hallel. Mechaim Lemovis Lo Kolshkein. However, it goes much deeper. What was the reason for Avdus in Mitzrayim? And what was the reason that there was a gzeira, the Jews should be killed? We've talked before. Mitzrayim, Amru Niyu Kamitzrim. They wanted to lose their identity as a separate nation. They stop Bris Mila. Miyad, says the Medrash. Immediately, the Ahava that the Egyptians had for the Jews, Nepach, they became suspicious, and they wanted to enslave them. The desire to be a nation like every other nation. The desire to be just like the Goyim around you. Kechol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael. The Gemara asks the Kasha. Why was it that Klal Yisrael deserved to be killed? L'hashmi l'harig l'abed es kol Yehudim minarad zokin tafanosh. That means Chazal in both instances are telling us history is not random. If all of a sudden the Egyptian got this Mishagas, they have to enslave the Jews, Klal Yisrael did something wrong. To give all the political, historical, psychological explanations you want, bottom line, something happens to Klal Yisrael negative, Klal Yisrael is responsible for something they did wrong. And Chazal were out to search. What is wrong? What is wrong? Just like Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni. What did we do wrong? And we deserved it. Bar Kochba, the story of the death of Talmid Rebbe Akiva. Well, you have to understand, there was a plague, there was a virus, there was a bacteria. No. That's not the way Klal Yisrael deals with these things. So where did this plague come? Why all of a sudden did this virus, this bacteria, whatever it was, happen? Because it was an Aveira. So if all of a sudden Haman decides the Hashmu, the Harug, the Abid, the Kol Yudim, Minav, Atzokin, Taf, Noshim, Shalom, Lavos, it's not because there's this one Jew, Mordechai, who stood up and wouldn't bow down. If it happened today, and something like that happened, there was this one Jew, Mordechai, who didn't bow down, and someone decided, the Hashmu, the Harug, the Abid, Kol Yudim, Minav, Atzokin, Taf, Noshim, what they say, Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, not allowed to do this. You have to give in to the goyim. What did they say? You can't be fanatic. You can't be an extremist. So there was an extreme fanatic maniac called Mordechai. But Chazal had a different understanding. If Haman reacted the way he did, and Achashverosh, and the whole scenario was set up to enable him to do this, and Achashverosh was Nicha. He said, when he came to him, Yesh Amecha Mufuzu Mufarad Beno Amin, for Dosayim Shonos Mikolam, Ves Dosayim Melech Einam Olsim. He said, and I'm going to give you a lot of money. Agreed. Why? Because something went wrong. And if everything's reversed, why did it happen? Tshuva and Tefillah. That's how history works. Now, given that fact, that's how history works. What did the Jews do wrong? So first Mandoram and the Gemara says, Nenu Mitzuda Shosa Rosha. They went to that Seuda of Achashverosh. We have to understand. So what happened? That Suda of Achashverosh was treif? No. The Gemara tells us Achashverosh wanted everyone to come. He knew he had these Jews there who could only eat certain things and it. So he brought in a Mashgiach Kashrus. Who was the Mashgiach Kashrus? Mordechai. Couldn't get a better Mashgiach Kashrus. So Mordechai is there. Mordechai told him not to go. When he saw they're going, so what does Mordechai do? He asked to make sure it's kosher. Today, you know, they'd say, faker, this, whatever. But Mordechai had his own cheshbon. If Klal Yisrael are eating, participating in the suda against everything he was trying to convince them not to, the chol apochos, minimize the aveira, make sure it's kosher. So what's the big aveira then? It's kosher. Well, stop and think what was happening at that suda, and what Klal Yisrael did, and what a suda like that's all about. He was Belshazzar. Belshazzar made a tremendous suda. Why did Belshazzar make a tremendous suda? Because everyone knew it was an unusual event. Nebuchadnezzar could come in and destroy Klal Yisrael. And they knew, the Nevi'im had said, there's a Nevu of 70 years. And the question is, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Why did Klal Yisrael go into Golas? Was it because of an onish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or it was because the armies that conquered them conquered HaKadosh Baruch. So the answer is, if there was a Nevuah that 70 years, then see what happens after 70 years. If after 70 years they don't go back, it's proven it had nothing to do with the Kodesh Baruch. What is it? It's their armies were so strong that they could destroy Klal Yisrael, send them into Golos. Klal Yisrael were a very choshev nation at that time. So when Belshazzar made his cheshbon of the 70 years, then he figured, okay, it's time to celebrate. We won. We beat HaKadosh Baruch. He struck dead on the spot. And there's a mysterious writing on the wall. So the end question is, how to interpret that? Could be nowadays they'd order a medical autopsy to find exactly why Belshazzar died on the spot. But then comes Achashverosh, he makes his cheshbon. Achashverosh makes his cheshbon, so he proved the 70 years are up according to his cheshbon. He's making a tremendous suda. Now, what's the suda? He beat HaKadosh Baruch. But he wants the suda to be everyone together. And everyone's invited. Even Klal Yisrael's invited. Now, a suda of feasting, eating, drinking nonstop, 180 days plus 7 days, with all the achil, ishtia, shikra, znus that went on there. True, there's a kosher corner there. That everything's a kosher corner. But the whole lifestyle is against everything that Torah represents. And what is the celebration? Celebration is he conquered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But unfortunately, our people who so want to be accepted by the Goyim as one by the Goyim and develop the lifestyle of the Goyim, but they're doing it with Hashgachas HaBadatz. Mordechai is there giving a hechsher. Mordechai, remember the Sanhedrin, one of the Gdolei Ador. It's kosher. And then, what does Achashverosh do? He brings out the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. And we say that to the tune of Eicha. For kelim, mikelim shonim. And Klal Yisrael are there, and he's getting drunk, drinking from the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. So technically, you can say it's a this and it's a that. I can write a whole stickle Torah on it. Why wasn't Klal Yisrael repelled? Because if you're in such a matzav, you don't have any connection to Kedusha. You have no connection to Beis Hamikdash, the Chil HaKedusha that's happening here. It's a lifestyle that's against everything the Torah represents. It's being a goy b'hashgachas habadatz. And for that, once you just give up your whole identity and you develop a lifestyle and you run to that lifestyle, that's against everything the Torah represents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's no point. There's no point. No point. The Hashmel Harig Abba is calling him a Minarvad Zokin Tafanosh. Finished. Klal Yisrael wanted to be part of Egyptian culture. You want to know what Egyptian culture is about? It was the most advanced society of the ancient world. And together the Canaan was the most corrupt society. It's one Metzius Osnus. You want to know what Mitzrayim is about? Oh, they're a very advanced nation. Really, you think that way. You'll see they're being cruel. They'll oppress you. They'll 83 years of tortuous slavery. That's what Mitzrayim's about. And that's what the Jews sometimes have to be woken up to understand. And it begins with wanting to be part of a nation, of a lifestyle that has nothing to do with our lifestyle. That's what it has, that's what it's all about. And that is a very potent lesson. By who them I saw Oriva Simcha Vesosn Vikor. It's a pasuk we know, Ora Zu Torah. Simcha Zu Yontif. Sosn Zu Brismila. Kor Zu Tfilin. It's very strange. The pasuk seems to know. He said, Ora Simcha Vesosn. God, tremendous rejoicing. So why did Chazal have to take this pasuk, which we all know so well, and twist it out? The Gemara says, why is Vikor? What does it have to do with Vikor? That's what tefillin's about. The answer is very, very simple. Let's begin with tefillin. Yaakov Avinu comes back to Eretz Yisrael. And he thinks, okay, now everything's going to be good for him. And all of a sudden, what happens? Dina gets kidnapped. It's the whole story, what happens with Shechem. Immediately thereafter, Vayomer Elokim al Yaakov, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov, Kum, Ale Beisel. Go to Beisel and build him as Beach. Thank Kodesh Baruch Hu, you survived the years with Lavan. So what does Yaakov say? Vayomer Yaakov el beiso el kol asher imo hasiru atalei anecha asher b'zochem. Gets rid of all the avodah zara. And go to mikveh, change your clothes, your tummy. And then we're going to go to beis. So what did they do? They gave Yaakov all the avodah zara and all the jewelry they had that had any connection with avodah zara. Yaakov Avinu buried it. Why did Yaakov Avinu with Choshed Chash for Sol and they had Avodah Zarah? See the next pasuk. Vayisau, and they traveled. Previously, Yaakov Avinu, when he had spoken to the Achim, to Shimon and Levi, he's afraid. What's going to happen? All the people around us are going to jump on us and destroy us. Very nervous. Saw what happened. They kidnapped Dina. All of a sudden, Vahichita Selukim al Ha'orim Ashishi will say him. And everyone was afraid of Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu knew that if the Maisa Dina could occur and they were not afraid of Yaakov and his entourage, there must be Avodah Zorah there. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah, and all of a sudden everyone's afraid. That's Vikor. Kor means they took pride. What a tefillin. If the nations of the world, if we project the image of a spiritual nation, if we project the image that we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Torah in this world, we have tefillin al harosh. Tefillin al harosh means what do we have on our head? What does everyone see? Shema Yisrael, v'hoyim shamoa, kadosh kol b'chol, v'hoya kiviyach. And that's what we project to the world, the Yaro in Mecca. For your car, what happened? Pride. They took pride that they're an Am HaNifchar. They forgot that craziness that had them running. Rambam writes in his Hakdama to Mishneh Torah, he has a list of mitzvahs. What is it so special about Purim? What do we celebrate? Sometimes I wonder when I see people acting a little crazy on Purim, I wonder, what is it that they're celebrating? Rambam says, you know, we're celebrating. It's a pasuk in Yeshana. Umi goy godov, asher elokim krov meilov, v'chol karein meilov. Umi goy godov. What is our greatness? Two things. First thing, that we have such a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch that he, if we have a genuine tefillah, he answers. A genuine tefillah, he answers. We're celebrating, that's what we celebrate, our connection to our HaKadosh Baruch. Sometimes when I see all these yeshiva bachurim rolling drunk on the streets, I'm pouring them, I said, and what are they celebrating? What are they celebrating? Are they celebrating this unique kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'yikar. 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 Pride. The fact that we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. That it was Mordechai said tshuva and tefillah. 3 days tzom. What is tzom? Take a look at the Rambam Perkei Hilchos Tainus. Tzom only means anything if it's together with tshuva. Mordechai looked at them and says, you wanted to be just like the Persians, the Paras, the Modai, whatever society. You wanted to be like them. You want to be like them? See who they are? They want to destroy you. They want to kill you. Genocide. That's who they are. And you wanted to be part of them? You thought it's a great lifestyle? See what that lifestyle leads to? How corrupt were you? 3 days of tshuva and tefillah. But it's not just after it's finished. V'yikar, pride. Pride that we represent our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have that connection with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillin Shebarosh. Sasson Zebrismila. What is Brismila? Brismila is what they wanted to get rid of in Mitzrayim. We don't know there was any problem with Bris Mila. So why also Chazal talk about Bris Mila? Bris Mila is a very, very fundamental idea and fundamental concept in a number of ways. First of all, that is Brischo Shechosamta V'Sareinu. The fact that we are the Am Hashem is indelibly imprinted upon our bodies. It's something we can't get away from. It's part of us, first of all. But it also tells us something very special. There are two ways of viewing who and what the Guf Adam is. If the be-all and the end-all of the world today is worshipping the body, that means the Guf, Betorah's Guf, that's the be-all and the end-all of everything. Human being is not a spiritual being. Then, Bismillah doesn't mean anything. Then, eat, drink, and be merry. Enjoy your goof. Take care of your goof. Your whole life is taking care of your goof. Brischo Shechosamta B'Sareinu says the bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chokuk, is engraved on our bodies, because the whole bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to uplift the goof. The goof is kadosh. The goof is the means of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they want to, and they want a new kagoyim, they have to get rid of that brisosh chosam tov sereno. They have to identify with the goyim and not have a continual reminder that they're Jews. They have to, if they want to become part of that corrupt society of Shushan Abira, eating and drinking nonstop for 187 days, you have to forget that there's a neshama. You have to be insensitive to Kedusha. And the fact that Ahasuerus is standing there getting drunk with a kelim on the Beis Hamikdash doesn't bother you. Doesn't repel you. No. Bris Mila says we're different. How are we different? We have no shaychas to that whole suda of Ahasuerus. We have a Bris Mila. We have a bris between ourselves and our Kodesh Baruch Hu that's engraved in our bodies that say the purpose of our guf is to serve our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to achieve Kedusha v'Tahara. It's a whole different approach. Ahud Oitzah Oro, it's Torah. But it doesn't say Ahud Oitzah Torah. It can say Ahud Oitzah Torah. That's why I say Oro. Oro means it's light. All of a sudden, some people, Torah is the biggest drudgery in the world. It's the biggest drudgery in the world. Torah is the biggest drudgery in the world. It's not Torah. All of a sudden, they understood light is how you view the world. Something that's dingy and dark is depressing. No, it's uplifting. Torah is uplifting. It tells us how to look at the world, how to understand it. Ahudim is a over simcha zayontif. Shenamah, the Gemara says, samachta b'chagecha. But what's the simcha zachag? Rambam Perek Vov, Hilchos Yontif says, person sits down to Yontif meal, there's two things, a simchas shel mitzvah and a simchas kreisel. Samach v'chagecha is not a simcha of your stomach. It's a simcha of lifnei Hashem. Using the achila shtir of Yontif to be niskarev in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Simcha. Samach Lufnei Hashem Elokecha, that's Simcha's Yontif. Samach Lufnei Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Elokecha. So basically, when the Gemara says, learns, like, who's going to say, Ovo Simcha, Sosim Vikor, it says, Klal Yisrael, when Mordechai went to them and says, fast for 3 days. Sakve Eifi, Yutzal Arabim. He's saying, listen, be makabel that you did a disastrous error. It's a disastrous error. And they were makabel it. They realized that the whole desire to be part of Persian culture was a defiled and corrupted and contaminated their being Jews. Again, it went against everything that it was. They took pride. We are a nation because we're next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We project, that's the image we project to the world. It's the only image we project to the world. So it's a tshuva shleima. But it's a lesson l'dayrus. The reason we have Purim is it's a lesson l'dayrus. What did Esther ask? Now check this. Hadolah kizvuni l'doros. Why? They may have Purim le'ela lo yosuf misof ha'yudim. He'll never. Because the lesson, it's a lesson throughout history. When the Jews wants to think who he is and what he is, what level he is, so then, The most important thing is how to view my identity in a world that worships the Guf HaAdam as the be-all and the end-all. I once saw a big tourist pamphlet advertising Tel Aviv. This was to a whole, to the Goyish world. The temple of the body. If you want to know the best, the highest worship of the body in the world, they are advertising, come to Tel Aviv. I don't know where that is in Tel Aviv, what it is about Tel Aviv. I barely, in all my years in this country, here 39 years, I think I was in Tel Aviv 3-4 times. Yerushalayim, take a taxi to an office there and back. So I don't know. But I know this is the culture of the world. This is the culture of Mitzrayim. This was the culture of Shushan Abira, Paras and Moda. And this is a culture we have no keshu with. We have no contact with it. We have to reject it totally. V'yakor zeh tefillin. The pride we have is our tefillin. Ro kol amei oretz kishem Hashem nikro lecho v'yoru v'meko. That's what we're proud of. And that's what we celebrate. Rambam says, Purim, we celebrate that unique keshur we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we honestly recognize who and what we are. Umi goy ki mi goy godo, ashelo elokim krovim elov, kashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov. But once we realize that that is what our godliness is about, our godliness isn't the Nobel Prizes, our godliness isn't our army, our godliness isn't our economy. Our godliness is two things. Kimi goy godol ashelo elokim krovim elov, chashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov. Umi goy godol ashelo chukim mishpotim tzadikim kochol hator hazo shenochi notorich. We're a different nation. We are different. We are not the same as any other nation in the world. That's Purim, that's Pesach, and we bring Purim and Pesach together. Once Klal Yisrael forgot it, they had to suffer after us. Another time they forgot it, they had to go through the dangers of Lahashmel Harulabi. And the first thing that made Klal Yisrael slip, get rid of Bris Milah. Get rid of the Brischa Shechasam to Bisarenu. That our bodies are different than Goyish bodies. Our bodies, we don't worship the body. We use our goof to make a keshet between our souls and Kadosh Baruch Hu.